more active weather pattern will likely occur across the Midwest as we move forward through the next 10 days. The forecast does suggest that we will get enough precipitation during this period of time that perhaps the runoff will increase enough to start improving some of the middle Mississippi and perhaps the lower Missouri River systems so that barge traffic could improve down the road. Don't look for the restrictions to be changed, though, anytime real soon, but at least there's some hope out there that we'll get enough precipitation over the next couple of weeks that there will be some greater runoff taking place. In the meantime, the Ohio is still running fairly well with the runoff from recent storms that have moved through that area, and there's more precipitation coming up for some of that region as well. As we go forward through this week, we'll start off with a rather minor event taking place today. Originally, it looked like this system would be a first significant snow producer event for the Midwest today and perhaps a little bit yesterday, but it turns out that the models did not verify well. It was just too warm across the region. We may still see a little bit of light rain drizzle and some snow developing across parts of the eastern Midwest today, but it is not likely to generate any kind of a cumulative snow of significance until perhaps this evening or overnight tonight, and even then it's doubtful that it will have much impact on the region. The next storm system to impact the region comes up later this week, but before I talk about that, let's cover what took place during the course of the weekend. A large part of the Midwest did see precipitation at one time or another, and totals were rather impressive in a few locations out in the western Corn Belt where it's been dry for such a long period of time. Some of the moisture totals out there did run anywhere from a couple tenths of an inch upwards to around 6, 7, and 8 tenths of an inch. There were a couple locations that actually got more than an inch, according to the Doppler radar, but those areas were few in number. The precipitation that occurred was not quite enough to set the rivers and streams in the region into a rising mode, at least not in a significant manner. So we do not expect the runoff from this particular system to have a huge impact on the middle Mississippi or lower Missouri River levels. But we'll continue to watch the area because of the storm systems coming up. The eastern Midwest was not nearly as wet as the western and central areas were. A few hundredths of an inch to about 0.2 of an inch of moisture occurred across the eastern parts of the region. And as we go forward now, there will be a new storm system that will come out of the central plains as we go from Wednesday into Thursday, and that will bring another round of precipitation to a fair amount of the Midwest. That particular storm system will have its focus once again on the central and the interior northwestern parts of the Corn Belt, and additional moisture across that region will start to improve the runoff potential. We'll look for 0.2 to 0.75 of an inch of moisture with this event, and perhaps some local amounts over an inch. We'll watch real closely. There may be some healthy amounts of snowfall occurring across parts of the region. The central plains will see a little bit of snow as well. We'll look for some of the western and northern parts of Kansas, as well as Nebraska and eastern Colorado, to pick up on 2 to 4, maybe some 6 inch amounts out of this particular disturbance. Again, mostly Wednesday and early Thursday event for those areas. As the storm system comes into the heart of the Midwest, it will be enhanced and we'll likely see better precipitation potentials, maybe even a band of heavy snows coming out of eastern Nebraska or certainly the heart of Iowa into Wisconsin, where we could see several inches accumulate, maybe 3 to 6, and perhaps something greater than that, maybe upwards to 9 inches. The eastern Midwest will once again see some of the lighter amounts of precipitation with this event coming up here later this week. Portions of Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky may see some of the lower amounts of moisture, staying probably less than 3 or 4 tenths of an inch. We'll look for high temperatures today, running mostly in the 40s and 50s across a big part of the Midwest, but the northwestern areas will be in the 20s. We'll look for temperatures as we move into the day on Tuesday, running mostly in the 20s and 30s in the far northwest, but everybody else will still be looking at 40 and 50 degree readings, maybe a couple extremes near 60 degrees. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.